In the lunchtime edition, the Ministry of Education reports all schools but one ready for students' return to the classroom tomorrow. The Barbados Water Authority serves notice of disruption of water supply to mostly Christchurch residents over the next several days due to critical work at the Hampton pumping station. Three of the newly appointed ministers and senators sworn in at State House. The Salvation Army reports an increase in people seeking help. The St. Lucia Prime Minister voices concern over the escalating crime situation there. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. The Ministry of Education reports almost all schools ready for students' return to the classroom tomorrow. The ministry's communications consultant, Gainel Marshall, provided Starcom Network News with an update, pointing out that the three schools where there had been environmental issues will be ready.
Subsequent to the press briefing, which was held on Saturday at the Luther Thorne Memorial, and also after the walkthroughs at that school, as well as the Ann Hill School and St. Paul's School, all schools have been deemed ready for reopening with all of the rest of the schools on Tuesday. There's still just one area which is currently being worked on and was worked on over the weekend at the Luther Thorne School. Other than that, it does not preclude any reopening for the school term.
She disclosed that another set of environmental tests have been done and the results are expected back today.
Where the testing is concerned, additional tests were done just as a precaution post the mold cleaning at the schools, and those results hopefully will be available by today. They were rushed by the environmental entity so that we could get the results back as soon as possible, and the staff, the teachers, and the parents can also have their fears allayed. But the schools are clean. They are environmentally fit for teaching and reopening come Tuesday.
Gainel Marshall, the communications consultant to the Ministry of Education. Meantime, the ministry has also announced that the physical opening of the Princess Margaret Secondary School will be delayed by 1 week. A statement says this is due to recently identified renovations that are required on one of the buildings on the school's compound that must be immediately addressed. In the meantime, teachers will conduct online classes where possible, facilitated through Google Classroom. The Barbados Water Authority warns of a significant disruption in service over the next 4 or 5 days, mostly affecting customers in Christchurch. The BWA's General Manager, Keith Roy Halliday, has disclosed that this is the result of critical work that needs to be done at the Hampton pumping station in St. Philip.
What we're doing right now actually parallels what we have done at the Bell. The works are actually significant. Significant to the extent that we're dealing with a very large catchment area that we are supplying the water to, and therefore what we do not only is it important, but it has to be tempered and done in such a way as to limit the outages to this particular catchment area. The work is dangerous to the extent that we're dealing with a compromised platform or substructure that has to be replaced, and it has to be done in stages.
Mr. Halliday advises residents to store water, although water tankers will be deployed to the affected areas. This is the latest. Two ministers and a government senator have been officially sworn in. They are the newly appointed senator and minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Chad Blackman, new Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle, and the newly appointed government senator, Reverend Charles Morris. Prime Minister Mia Moore-Maltley says the three new members will add value to the governance of Barbados.
Every so often in the life of a government, you have to do some fine-tuning, and I believe that the three persons will bring skills and add serious value both to the legislature but also to the cabinet, and to our ability to achieve the missions that we've set out.
And speaking to journalists after being sworn in at State House, Mr. Blackman said, or Senator Blackman said, his focus is on building up both foreign and domestic investments.
How can we ensure that Barbados becomes a country that can attract high-quality investment around the world, but at the same time still allows for us to do so in a way that treats to our core values? Priority number one will be to understand what is the lay of the land and how does that fit into the model that we're trying to attract, not just investments, but prosperity for our people. Over the years, Barbados has been a country that continues to punch above its weight.
The new Minister of Industry, Marsha Cattle, says it's a privilege to be able to serve again.
I know that with respect to industry, we have to be able to uncover and support some new and emerging areas and be able to identify high growth companies that will be able to add to economic growth and development for all. With respect to innovation, you know, this government, when we came to service in 2018, had a very clear agenda of bringing innovation to all of what government does.
Senator Morris says he's humble and grateful.
You know, it is really an honor and a privilege to serve in the legislature of a country. And I do so with every degree of humility in me. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for giving me this opportunity to contribute towards the debate in the Senate, especially to the legislation.
Senator Charles Morris, the Salvation Army says more people have approached the organization seeking assistance over the past year. The charity's business development manager, Sherman Evelyn, says while they're still gathering the final figure for last year, the requests for assistance rose by 30%. She was speaking at the Salvation Army's retreat office where they collected food and clothing items donated by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the Belgian Firefighters Network.
Well, over the 2023, we have had an increase in persons seeking assistance. We're now compiling our year's figures for last year, so I can't give you an exact figure. But yes, we have seen an increase. For example, our Meals on Wheels and our feeding program next door used to be 280, 275 coming into 2023. At the end of 2023, it was 300 persons in both programs combined. So we have seen an increase in those persons.
St. Lucia's Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre says his administration will continue to empower the police with all available resources to deal with the increase in gun-related crimes there, particularly among young people. He was speaking last night in its first national broadcast for the new year. St. Lucia recorded 75 killings last year. And a senior Hezbollah commander has been killed in an Israeli drone strike on his car in southern Lebanon. Wissam Tawil is the most senior member of the Shiite militant group to be killed in an Israeli airstrike since Hezbollah and Israel began trading fire across the Lebanese-Israeli border on October 8th. That's the day after Hamas carried out the deadliest terror attack in Israel's history. Our top stories. The Ministry of Education reports all schools but one ready for students' return to the classroom tomorrow. The physical reopening of Princess Market delayed for a week. The BWA serves notice of disruption of water supply to mostly Christchurch residents due to work at the Hampton Station. Three of the newly appointed ministers and senators sworn in at State House. The St. Lucia Prime Minister voices concern over the escalating crime situation there. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bad. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.